Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of the UK Business Morning. Today, we're diving into the latest developments from the US, where inflation has climbed to 2.7% in June, surpassing expectations and suggesting that Donald Trump's tariffs are starting to hit prices.
I see. So the annual consumer price index is up from 2.4% in May to 2.7%. Which is above the 2.6% that analysts were expecting. And Trump is still campaigning for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates, right?
Exactly. He's been quite vocal about it, posting on Truth Social that consumer prices are low and that the Fed should bring down rates now. It's interesting to see the push and pull between his tariff policies and his calls for lower interest rates.
Right. The data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics comes as Trump continues his tariff war with trading partners. He's threatening to impose large levies on importers from next month if they don't reach trade deals. And experts are starting to see the effects of those tariffs in inflation, even if they're still modest.
That's right. Omir Sharif at Inflation Insights said today's report showed that tariffs are beginning to bite. Trump has set a baseline rate of 10% and introduced sector-specific levies, but he's delayed steeper duties until August 1. Eswar Prasad from Cornell University noted that businesses have absorbed a significant share of the impact so far, but this might not be sustainable if Trump follows through with his threats.
Yeah, and the June inflation rise was partly fueled by higher food prices, but this was offset by weaker commodity prices. Core inflation, which strips out food and energy, was 2.9%, in line with expectations. But there's a catch there, isn't there?
You're absolutely right. Analysts pointed out that the core figure is being depressed by the weak second-hand car market, so it's not a complete picture of underlying inflation. Still, traders in the futures market slightly reduced their bets on rate cuts after the data, but they still expect 2 quarter-point reductions by the end of the year.
And the dollar and longer-dated Treasury yields went up after the data, as they're sensitive to inflation expectations. US stocks briefly hit record highs before settling back. Andy Brenner from NatAlliance Securities said the market was relieved the number wasn't worse.
That's an important point. There was a fear of a worse number after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent downplayed the significance of 1 month's data, but Lou Bryan from DRW Trading noted the muted market reaction, even though there's still a possibility that inflation is lurking around the corner.
And let's not forget Trump's latest push on Jay Powell, the Fed chair. He's calling for a 3-point rate cut, claiming it would save the country $1 trillion a year in debt payments. That's quite a big claim, right?
It sure is. It's fascinating to see how Trump's policies are shaping the economic landscape, even if the impacts are still unfolding. So, Lewis, what's next for the Fed and the markets?
Well, the key will be whether the current inflation trends continue and if the Fed decides to act. With Trump's tariffs and his pressure on the Fed, it's a delicate balancing act. I think we'll have to keep a close eye on the next data releases and the Fed's response.
Agreed, it's a complex situation with multiple moving parts. Thanks for joining me today, Lewis. We'll be back tomorrow with more insights into the business world.
Thanks for having me, Alice. Until next time, stay tuned for more updates.